Since 2005, New York City residents occasionally have been mystified by a sweet maple syrup smell that has wafted over the west side of Manhattan and beyond. Well, today, in his best Sherlock Holmes manner, Mayor Michael Bloomberg laid this mystery to rest. Here's NPR's Margo Adler.
Whatever you may think of Mayor Michael Bloomberg, he has fun doing his job. And that was clear today at a news conference where the mayor spent a full 20 minutes telling the city and the media,
"The mystery of the maple syrup mist has finally been solved."
He pointed to a map with dots where the smell was reported, and arrows to show wind patterns, and triangles to show processing plants in New Jersey. Mayor Bloomberg said a team of investigators put it all together. The wind was blowing west to east from New Jersey across the Hudson. The odor, reports, came on days when the wind speed was moderate and the air somewhat humid. Investigators found that the odor came from a compound that uses fenugreek seeds. Fenugreek is an ingredient often used in vanilla, maple, and butterscotch flavorings. One New Jersey company that processes fenugreek is called Fruiterom.
We also learned that one of the last times Fruiterom's facility in North Bergen processed the seed was, in fact, last Thursday night.
The very night that some 80 people called the 311 hotline to complain.
I can think of a lot of things worse than maple syrup.
It's completely safe, said the mayor, and not harmful, and the company was apparently not breaking any laws.
It just happens to be one of the aromas that we're going to have to live with in a city like New York, which is surrounded by neighbors who are also bustling and industrious.
The case is closed, he said, and having reassured his English-speaking audience, he began to give his soothing message to Spanish-speaking New Yorkers.
Hemos resuelto el caso del olor de miel de arce. Viene de dos fabricantes.
Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Saboros y fragancias.